It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. More than a dozen candidates are vying to be New York's next mayor. The winner will be offered a major perk, the chance to live rent-free at a historic Gracie Mansion overlooking the East River, one of the sweetest deals in the city. But that raises a question for reporter Jim O'Grady. Why have so many mayors turned it down?
Imagine you've just been elected. You're top dog in New York. But you need to at least pretend that you're still down with the people. And now as Ra Daoud of the Museum of the City of New York comes along and describes your new home this way.
It's what's considered a federal style, which is kind of a classicizing style applied to an earlier Georgian aesthetic.
The mansion is fancy. It sits in a park in Yorkville and was first offered as a residence to Mayor Fiorella LaGuardia. The year was 1934, rock bottom of the Great Depression. Can you really picture LaGuardia in a time of breadlines adopting an earlier Georgian aesthetic? This guy.
This is no time for sob stuff and whining. Now is the time to fight for the best interest of our city.
So LaGuardia says, no thanks. I'll stick to my humble apartment on East 109th Street and my image as a champion of the working class. That's according to Paul Gunther of the Gracie Mansion Conservancy.
He thought it was indulgent to go into a mansion. He was like, I'm very happy where I am, embedded in the fabric of the city.
Gunther says it took 8 years of wheedling by Parks Commissioner Robert Moses and the threat of Nazi air raids to change LaGuardia's mind.
Finally, in 1942, Mayor LaGuardia and his wife and two children moved in for the last term of his administration. He had resisted, but the war forced his hand. It was safer and easier to escape, were that necessary, from a blitzkrieg.
LaGuardia left office in 1945. As Ra Daoud says, five mayors then moved in and out of Gracie Mansion uneventfully. Until Ed Koch in 1978.
Ed Koch, when he became mayor, he was living in a rent-controlled apartment near NYU and was at first hesitant to move into Gracie Mansion. I imagine that, like all New Yorkers, once he had found a good deal, he had hoped to hold on to it, and he did.
Throughout the campaign, Koch had burnished his regular guy cred by inviting reporters to his village apartment and showing off the cramped galley kitchen.
And he famously said, it's small and I like it. I know where everything is in it.
Koch eventually moved uptown. And like any regular guy who finds himself living in a mansion, he got used to it. In 1994, Rudy Giuliani took office and moved right in. 6 years later, he invited his girlfriend to join him. That's when his wife of 16 years, who was still in residence at the mansion, said, excuse me?
At the time that Rudy Giuliani was separating from his wife Donna was actually president of the Conservancy.
That's right. Donna Hanover was in charge of the group that runs the mansion. She found out about the end of her marriage when Rudy announced it at a press conference in May of 2000. 3 hours later, Hanover spoke to a gaggle of reporters at the gates. She said only one half of the city's first couple would be remaining on the premises, turned on her heel, and walked inside, making it clear that it would be her.
You can speculate then about why the mansion falls into disrepair.
A New York Post story from the time describes peeling paint and laments that the Parks Department had turned part of the building into a food concession with restrooms. So in 2001, when billionaire Michael Bloomberg took a look at Gracie, he said, yeah, no, this newly elected mayor will be staying at his double-wide townhouse in Manhattan. Bloomberg did spend part of his fortune restoring the mansion and turning it into a venue for events, from the dutifully municipal to the private and swanky. In 2014, the story comes full circle. Bill de Blasio had campaigned as the voice of marginalized New York. And now, Paul Gunther says, the mansion presented him with an image problem similar to LaGuardia's.
Gracie is very emphatically a symbol. It's a palace, if you will.
De Blasio preferred to stay put in his beloved Park Slope home, but the family took a vote, and he lost. At the end of this year, the de Blasios will decamp from the Upper East Side and return to Brooklyn. Then the politically loaded question of whether to mansion or not to mansion will fall to his successor. Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.